We heard yesterday that Ted Cook was moose hunting in the trees where a spike and a big bull were hanging together. The best shot at the time was the spike. He drew his bow for the spike, and that's when things got interesting.
Next thing I know, I see movement about 20 yards away coming towards me. It's the big bull. He stepped in front of the spike and is coming in. And so I get ready to draw, and that big bull's eyeball disappears behind a little clump of willow branches. I draw my bow, and just as I finish my draw, his eyeball pops out behind the willows, and he stops, and I have no shot. His vitals are covered by the willow, and he's staring at me at full draw with my recurve, which I can't hold. And I'm like, oh, man, I busted. So I slowly let down my bowstring, and then I start waving my upper bow limb so it looks like a moose antler. He is looking at that mesmerized, and I'm thinking, I got to do something here. All of a sudden, I hear crunching behind him. Up walks the spike bull. The big bull turns his head away from me to look behind him. So I took two giant steps to my left, drew my bow, shot, and bam, right in the boiler room. I thought it was a good hit, but I couldn't tell because he was curved and it was funky. And he didn't even move. He stood there for another 2 or 3 seconds. Then he slowly turned and walked away, looked back, and then kept going and disappeared behind some willows with a spike bull. At this point, the cow and calf, they were bedded only 25 yards from me. They got up and trotted out of the aspen grove. And so I stood there for as long as I could, but I couldn't see any blood. I walked over and looked for blood, nothing. I went a little farther, nothing. I see more blood. I go towards it. I step on a branch and I break it. And I thought, oh man, now I've really blown it.
Maybe, maybe not. Tomorrow, David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.